The human that loves his ears being touched. You're hilarious. You know that? I just want to tease you forever and ever and ever. Look what I can do. I can put my little paws all over and go tippy-tap, tippy-tap, tippy-tap. You know, you're kind of making a hilarious face when I do that. It's like a mix of embarrassment and pleasure. Are you really that touch-starved before I came around? Obviously, you needed an echo to come solve all your problems. What's that saying you humans have?
Well, 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 look what the echo dragged in.
I kind of got the impression you weren't used to up-close personal attention. Heck, whenever I get near you, I feel like your body recoils in horror. I don't smell, you know. Or I don't know if I smell or not, since you never say anything about me. You don't even tell me I look pretty in the morning, even before I've done my hair. You're the only guy to know what my real morning me looks like. And for the record, I have adorable bedhead hair. How come you got into this state anyway? You know I'm not gonna hold back, but it's kind of hard to keep going on when you're isolated. I suppose you've got that going for you. You can persevere during hard times. Honestly, I think you're doing better than those individuals who can't exist without others. You know, where they pick and choose their personalities based on who they're around? At least you're real and authentic. Seriously, don't keep thinking the grass is greener on the other side, because usually it's not. It's better to be satisfied with your own company than it is to violently try and fill the void. I'd be way more stressed out trying to make friendships happen that weren't natural. Being fake must be so tiring. So now, you're stuck with me. A cocky little neckle that won't keep her trap shut. You have to admit, you couldn't have asked for a better partner in crime. I take all the attention when we go outside, so there's no point in you overthinking things. People are too busy admiring my complexion. Yeah, I can keep this ear tapping up, or I could even do this. Like nuzzling.
This master like it when I nuzzy was his big handsome ears.
I bet you thought when you picked up this kitty from the pound, you'd be the one spoiling me. But surprise, surprise, you were wrong. I tricked you pretty good, didn't I?
Oh, sir, I'm looking for a master to take care of me. I'm really out of my depth here, and I just need some comfort. Jeepers, mister, you're really strong.
Honestly, you should take me to an acting school, because I'm on fire. If it wasn't for my crippling gaming addiction, I might actually make something of myself over here. I wonder when there'll be the next uprising thing. I mean, VTuber uprising was the last big thing to change the media here, but what about the Monster Girl uprising? I could see it now. Harpies being singers, Neko girls, maybe. I mean, I've seen your media. Probably a Neko cafe actually run by real monster girls. Maybe specialized sports like dressage with horse girls. Or hellhounds. Ooh, they could probably give you the most insane body massage of your life. Imagine the pressure they could apply with their massive paws. Dreaming about it already makes me want to make a friend. Maybe I could go online and see if there's anything to do nearby. Would you be open to the idea of a caretaker's meeting? Like with different kinds of monster girls? Before you know it, then you got a whole ass friend group and you didn't even have to work for it. Genius, right? Look, it's okay to admit I'm smart. I try my best, I really do. Have both an ego and a mouth to match. You know, it's not a bad thing having an ego. You should try it out sometimes. It's not that, like, the world revolves around us. That's when you're entitled, and being entitled is just... ugh. No one wants to hang around with someone that's just rank run. There's a thing going around that I saw, and it's... if you take someone on a date and they treat the server terribly, then that's your first and only red flag. You will need to drop their booties right there and then. I mean, you can finish up the date, but you're still having to split the bill in the end for an evening you didn't even enjoy. I'd much rather just buy Genesis crystals and try and roll for the newest character. Okay, it's from a video game anyway. How are you enjoying the attention? You seem to be getting used to it. I'm gonna have to start hugging you 5 times a day, though. You're supposed to have 5 positive interactions with your human to make sure their needs are met. Well, yeah, we got told we have to look after you too. Why do you think I'm doing this? 'Cause when I gaze into your eyes, I see a little bit of sadness. Hey, I'm just telling you how it is. You really gonna punish me for telling the truth? I'm sure you don't want a naughty little Neko on your hands now. That lies and is mischievous. Well, more mischievous than normal. Look, what I'm trying to say is, you're safe and accepted in my hands, and I'm not gonna leave you. Don't think I'm looking for new horizons or anything, because I like what I see. You're laid back for the most part, you work, you understand life is a grind, but you make the best of it. Those are some pretty tip-top qualities. You've got a lot more going for you than you realize. Just have to take a step back and appreciate the little things. Smell the daisies, or whatever the saying is. Speaking of being bad, I have an experiment for you. What do we think about this? I knew it. Complete sucker. I had no idea human ears could be sensitive like this. I just thought it was Neko's and animal ears. At least we found something you like. You're looking kinda tired though. Do you want me to keep messing around for a while? If you need to nap, I don't mind if Master rests his head on my lap. Yeah? See? Good boy. Isn't it nice to submit to me? This pretty little kitty's got it all sorted out. You get some much needed rest there. Then I can see what I'll harass you with later. So many ideas. Maybe we can start a new hobby like Lego building together. We'd be the coolest little nerds. I heard it's pretty expensive though. Anyway, enough of that. I'm raising your heart rate because you're getting excited about the idea of it. What does your hero say again?
Empty your mind. Focus on the task.